From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. A warning today from federal health officials. The threat is growing rapidly from an especially dangerous group of bacteria called superbugs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wants hospitals to step up efforts to prevent these infections. In a few minutes, we'll hear how one hospital handled a superbug outbreak. But first, NPR's Rob Stein explains the CDC's findings.
The warning is being prompted by a relatively new type of superbug called CRE. Dr. Tom Frieden of the CDC says these germs are about as bad as any superbug gets.
What's called CRE are nightmare bacteria. They're basically a triple threat.
A triple threat because, first of all,
not only are they resistant to most or sometimes all antibiotics, but second, they have a fatality rate as high as 50%.
And if that's not bad enough, these bugs can spread their invincibility to other bacteria.
They can spread the infection not only from patient to patient, but from bacteria to bacteria. So the mechanism of resistance to antibiotics not only works for one bacteria, but can be spread to others.
That means the danger could easily start to spread from infections that are only usually found in hospitals to those that are much more common.
If it spread to things like E. coli, which is a common urinary tract infection, it would be a very serious problem.
Now, the reason the CDC is sounding the alarm today is because of some new data. Data that show the proportion of bacteria that have this resistance has quadrupled in the last decade or so. Arjun Srinivasan of the CDC says it's gone from about 1% to about 4%.
And that's for the whole family. When we look at one member of this family, a bacteria called Klebsiella, which is the most common type of CRE that we see in the United States, resistance there has gone from about 2% to over 10%. So a dramatic increase in the frequency with which these organisms are being seen in our hospitals in the United States.
In fact, the proportion of hospitals that have seen cases has also quadrupled from about 1% to 4%. And it's even a bigger problem at hospitals that care for patients long-term.
When we look at those long-term acute care hospitals that have seen one of these CRE organisms, it's actually close to 17%.
Other experts agree the situation is alarming. Brad Spellberg is an infectious disease expert at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center. He likens the situation to the Titanic.
We're not talking about an iceberg that's down the line. The ship has hit the iceberg. We're taking on water. We already have people dying, not only of CRE, but of untreatable CRE.
The good news is that so far, these infections are still relatively rare. And so far, they are only occurring in hospitals. The big fear is that they'll start spreading out of hospitals into the communities around them.
If CRE spreads out of hospitals and into communities, that's when the ship is totally underwater and we all drown.
To prevent that from happening, the CDC's Tom Frieden and others are calling on hospitals to contain CRE.
We can nip this in the bud, but it's going to take a lot of effort on the part of hospitals.
The first thing hospitals need to do is test patients to see if they have these bugs.
The basic steps are finding patients with CRE and then making sure that they're isolated so that they don't spread it to others.
That includes common sense things like keeping them away from other patients and sterilizing everything they come into contact with.
We know that this can stop outbreaks. It has helped in Florida. It's helped in other countries. And the good news about this is that it still hasn't spread so widely that we can't stop it.
And doctors have to use antibiotics more carefully to prevent more germs from developing into dangerous superbugs. Rob Stein, NPR News.